For the sermon this morning, we will focus and meditate on Jesus' words and teachings from John chapter 8. I read a few of those verses again, 49, 50, and 51. Jesus answered, "I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. Yet I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks it, and he is the judge. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death." May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. God's truth does not make sense to the world. And God's truth may even seem evil to a sinful world, to a sinful way of thinking. God's truth is lost, his teaching. We heard here in John chapter 8 that Jesus was accused of having a demon, of being demon-possessed. He was accused of being utterly evil and speaking evil. He was not understood. Later on in the reading, basically, he said, "If Abraham was hearing me today, he would know what I was saying, but you are not children of Abraham." When we read through that Athanasian Creed, it may be very hard to understand. Parts of it we can understand and see it, and longtime Christians can say, "I understand three persons in the Trinity, but one God." But it challenges us, doesn't it, when we hear this Athanasian Creed? For instance, when we read, "The Father uncreated, the Son uncreated, the Holy Spirit uncreated. The Father infinite, the Son infinite, the Holy Spirit infinite. The Father eternal, the Son eternal, the Holy Spirit eternal." And yet, there are not three eternals, but one eternal. Just as there are not three uncreated or three infinites, but one uncreated and one infinite. Somebody who does not have faith in Christ and in God's word, they might hear this creed and say to us, "What are you saying? What are you saying that there's three persons, but you only believe in one God? Did you do math in first and second grade? You must be crazy. You mean you would die for this faith? You're just crazy." And some might say we're even demon-possessed when we hold to God's word. The Athanasian Creed expresses the Trinity and unity in Trinity in a certain way, trying to build up another way, again, how to understand what the Bible teaches us. The Nicene Creed, which we confess very often, almost every communion Sunday, was written several hundred years before this. In the early Apostles' Creed, about 200 years before that. So these creeds stand and confess what we believe the Word of God says. And even though this creed, the Athanasian Creed, is we just traditionally say it once a year, this is part of the Lutheran confessions. The Apostles' Creed, the Nicene Creed, the Athanasian Creed. And also we confess that this is a belief that is held by all Christians everywhere. When it said the Catholic faith in this creed, it did not mean like Roman Catholic, because sometimes we just say Catholic, and we say we're meaning the Roman Catholic Church. But this creed, when it says Catholic, means universal. This is what all Christians believe about the Trinity. We hold fast to that. So people might hear us saying and say, "You are crazy. How can you believe that?" I want to read a passage out of John 10, just a few verses, 27 through 30. And listen carefully, not only as a Christian, but think how a non-Christian, somebody who doesn't believe these words, might think about these words that Jesus says from John 10. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one." What are you Christians crazy? You believe what Jesus says there? When did you hear Jesus' voice? You know him? Tell me, how do you follow Jesus? He gives you eternal life. You're not going to die. You won't perish. And no one will snatch you out of God's hand. And then you Christians, let me ask you this. Jesus says that no one, he is greater than Jesus. My Father who has given them all is greater than all. And yet Jesus says in these words, Christian, that I and the Father are one. You believe that? Don't think the Athanasian Creed is hard to understand past the Scriptures themselves. The Scriptures themselves, Jesus' own words, are hard to understand. Jesus says right here that he and the Father are distinct, for he gives the sheep to Jesus. And yet he says he and the Father are one. How does that work? That is what the Athanasian Creed is trying to express. Jesus' own words. The makeup, the description of what our God is hard to express. We have several creeds that do it. And it's hard to understand logically. But it is not impossible to believe and to hold to. And that is what Peter's sermon on that Pentecost was about. You see, David died. And yet he said, "Your Holy One will not see corruption." Well, Peter said this isn't about David. It's about this Jesus, whom is risen from the dead. How can that be? How could he rise from the dead? Peter says, "We are witnesses." This is true. It's hard to understand, but believe. It's true. Jesus said in our reading, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death. His word, we hold to it. His teachings, even when it's illogical, even if the world says you're crazy, even if the world would persecute us for his word, we believe that we will never see true death. Our bodies will die, yes. But we will go to heaven. And one day Jesus will return and raise our bodies as well. And the world may say to us, you're crazy. I see that you have a cemetery, and I see that the Muslims have a cemetery, and I see the non-Christians have a cemetery. I see they're all dead. But we say, but our Lord Jesus Christ has called me by the gospel and has created faith in me, and I know that he is alive, and I have life in him. I truly actually never cease to exist. I'm always with him, and one day he will raise my body, soul, and body together again. At the end of the Athanasian Creed, it said, this is the Catholic, or, as I said, universal faith. Whoever does not believe it faithfully and firmly cannot be saved. That is exactly what Jesus said. Jesus said, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death. The opposite of that, if you don't keep my word, if you don't hold to it, if you don't believe it, you will see death. In Christ's word, in his teaching, is life. For in his word, we have that word of forgiveness. We have that word that Satan is defeated. We have that word, like in the reading, no one can snatch us out of our Father's hand. We have that word that Jesus said, I go and prepare a place for you, and where I am, I will bring you there. We have that word that Jesus gave to the disciples when he rose from the dead. Whoever sins, you forgive, they are forgiven. We say forgiveness to one another, and that is forgiven in heaven, period. And we have peace with God. The world doesn't have that. This is by faith, by the power of the Holy Spirit, which anybody can have. And God wants to give to all. This is the faith, Jesus says, cling to it, hold to it. In my word, you will never die. Jesus gives us true life. No matter what is happening in our life, here and there, we have life in Jesus, not death. That is his clear promise. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks that you have called us to be your sons and daughters. We give you thanks that you have given us faith, trust, belief in the words of Jesus and in the words of the prophets and apostles. Keep us in this true faith. Keep us encouraged no matter what, day to day, knowing that we are in your word, you are our God, and we have life everlasting. And even when these bodies die one day, we do not truly die, but we rest in you, waiting for Jesus to bring the resurrection of the dead. In his holy name we pray, amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.